What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. You are listening to Strong, the Iron Will Way, the official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. This is episode number 204. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard me talk about this topic before and even the quote that I'm about to reference, but I think it's one of those topics that can be talked about a lot because it applies to so much of what we're talking about here. So the quote that, such a simple quote, and I can't for the life of me, as usual I'm driving, so I can't even look it up. I can't remember who it was that said it first, but the quote goes like this: stress is arguing with what is. That's it. Stress is arguing with what is. So in context, when I first heard this, it was a female author, and what she was discussing is how often we're stressed out and, well, first of all, the devastating impacts of stress, but then also how things, what we're stressed by. And basically the point was, the faster that we can accept that it is what it is and then begin the process of dealing with it and taking control over our response to it, the faster we will get past the devastating effects of stress. So I think this applies in many areas. I'm going to give you a personal example that is affecting me right now. So where we live, we moved in coming up on about 6 years ago, and we live in a suburban area of Maine, and we got lucky in the fact that our property butted up to an area of property that was not developed. So we had, I don't know, call it 5, 10, 20 acres of woods behind our backyard. So we had neighbors on the sides, no neighbors in the back. So privacy in the backyard, I could sit on the back deck and look out at the woods. Beautiful. Now, we've known this entire time that that probably won't stay that way. The people who own that property were looking to sell it. At some point, somebody was going to buy it and probably build on it. Well, that day finally came. So over the summer, I think the property was sold. We heard about plans for development. We saw some plans online at what they were going to do. We kind of kicked and screamed a little bit about it. You know, we had lots of regret over what we should have done, could have done, whether that's based in reality or not, I don't even know. And sure enough, a couple days ago, they started cutting the woods down. So here they are with their big trucks and bulldozers, and they're literally just ripping trees out of the ground and cutting them up and shredding the stumps. It was kind of amazing and really devastating to watch. So we're going to be left with 15 feet between our property line and where the cutting begins or ends, depending on how you want to look at it. 15 feet in this kind of scale is actually very tiny and results in about one or two trees in that space. So going from a full view of fully dense woods to two or three trees really sucks. So we've spent the last, you know, day or two kind of kicking and screaming about it, feeling sorry for ourselves, and this sucks, this is bullshit. But at the end of the day, it literally is what it is. There is absolutely nothing we can do to change that situation. And in fact, my mindset is trying to shift to the fact that we were fortunate to have that view for 5 to 6 years when most people don't. You know, we live in the suburbs. Most people have other people's backyards backing up to their backyard. So rather than being bitter about it, I'm trying to say, hey, we were fortunate for a long time. But that's easier said than done, right? The reality of it is, it's a bummer. We're upset about it. But now we have to say, okay, well, we have a couple choices, right? We can sit around and stew about it, complain to everybody about it, and be upset about it. Or we can say, okay, hey, there are some advantages to this. Already I can see a brighter sunrise, more light in the morning because the trees that were blocking the sun aren't there. Maybe we'll get some cool new neighbors, all right? Maybe this will increase our resale value over time. There's a lot of things to look at. The other thing we can do is take actual action to improve the situation. We can buy some fast-growing shrubs and a fence and get that installed and put that up. And yes, that's going to cost us money, but it is what it is. Again, if we want to sit here and cry about it, we can. But if we want to do something proactive, let's get up a fence, let's get up some shrubs and bushes and trees, and moving on. In fact, we've been thinking about doing a fence for a while because we have a dog and he roams the neighborhood at will. So that's probably a good thing. Number three, we can start looking around at moving and consider our options. Maybe it's time to move. Maybe there's a better house out there. Maybe there's something more suitable to our desires and what we want in a home now, considering that our current home has changed. There's lots of things we can do, but what we can't do is sit around and bitch about it and be upset with the universe and the developers and the owners and everybody else, right? So how this translates into, you know, kind of the real world for everybody else is, you know, how many times are we arguing with what is in terms of our body or our situation? So we feel like we got dealt, a raw deal with our genetics, because we know that other people have it easier than we do in terms of losing weight or building muscle. We feel like we got a raw deal because of our job situation or because of our family situation that doesn't allow us to get to the gym as often as we'd like or doesn't allow us to eat the way we want to. There's all kinds of circumstances that are going to make the things we want to do difficult for us. Occasionally we'll see other people that have circumstances that are much more conducive to achieving their goals or our goals than we do. And that fills us with resentment and towards our own situation, towards the other person's situation, which, by the way, has nothing to do with ours usually, right? We're just upset that they have it like better than us, and that's not at all fair to them, right? So at the end of the day, there's nothing we can fucking do about it, right? We can sit down and be upset that, yeah, it's not fair that it's so much harder for me to lose weight than this other person, or so much harder for me to get to the gym than this other person with my schedule and my family. But that's not going to do us any fucking good. And the faster we can acknowledge that that's not going to do us any good, and in fact, that's going to be the most counterproductive thing we could possibly do, and that we accept that this is our reality, and we start making positive and things that we can control are the actions we take to rectify the situation, okay? So in real life terms, I see this a lot of times with people who, not only people that have had a difficult time with kind of their getting in shape and their body and the genetics and so forth from the beginning, but also with people who didn't have that problem, right? So I'm talking about the person that never had to worry about their weight or their appearance or their metabolism or their health, right? They've kind of gotten a gift through their majority of their life, and all of a sudden they start to hit 40, 50 years old and things change, right? And now we have to worry about watching what we eat. We have to worry about getting in that extra cardio. We have to worry about lifting weights to preserve our strength, because maybe we got by on good genetics and gifts from our parents to this point, right? And now we can't anymore. So now we're resentful that, ugh, I never had to do this. I never had to do that. That can be extremely disempowering, okay? Our goal here is empowerment through strength. When we are upset with Mother Nature, the universe, God, whoever you want to blame for our circumstances, we are taking the power away from ourselves and putting it on some entity that we have no control over. As soon as we accept the fact that it is what it is and we have control over it, this becomes empowering. This may not be what you want to hear, because then you realize, okay, if I want to change something about this situation, meaning my physique, the way I look, the way I feel, my body fat, my strength, etc., I'm going to have to do things that are probably uncomfortable. and I'm not accustomed to doing because, again, I never had to, right? Now I have to start keeping track of my calories or eating differently or going to the gym more often than I used to or being more consistent, getting more sleep, sacrificing more. As soon as we acknowledge that that is in our control, that is it is a decision, that is all it is, it's a decision that I'm in control of this, I'm going to make changes because I'm tired of this current scenario, boom, everything changes. And sometimes it's literally happens in 1 second. It's that light bulb that goes off and that says, hold on, I'm actually in charge of this. You know, why am I allowing these circumstances to dictate, you know, why am I allowing the fact that my metabolism changed, that my job situation changed, or that my home situation changed, and then just sit back and accept that, oh, I guess I can't go to the gym anymore. I guess I'm going to be look different anymore. I guess I'm not going to feel good anymore. Total bullshit. We have to step up and accept the fact that it is what it is. Yes, your metabolism has changed. Yes, you were not blessed with a metabolism that was gifted towards XYZ. No shit. Now move on, okay? Accept it and move on. Most of us did not get gifted all of the circumstances that were ideal for everything we want to do, whether that's body, career, life, any of that stuff. It's up to us to make decisions, and usually it's accumulation of a lot of small decisions to end up where we want to be. So what I want us to do is to really think about what areas do we feel like we are kicking and screaming and arguing with what is, and let's look at what decisions we can make to stop arguing with what is and start taking control of the things we can do to change that circumstance. Have a great day, guys.